Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Welch. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Welch. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jake Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Weaver. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Monty Weaver. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Powell. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Almada reaches second base with a double. There goes Soltis trying to get to home. Stone throws the ball into Meyer, who relays the ball to Bolton, who tags Soltis, who came all the way from first, for the out. Almada moves to third. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Cronin scores. Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 1 in the game. Welch strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stone. Werber reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Bolton moves to second. Fred Sington pinch hits for Monty Weaver. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Bolton moves to third. Larry moves to second. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Almada bunts in front of the plate. Bolton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bolton. Farrell moves to third. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. There goes Almada trying to get to third. Maynish throws the ball into Travis, who tags Almada for the out. It's 4-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. Travis moves to second. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Travis moves to third. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress pinch hits for Jack Russell. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Pettit now pitching. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Pettit covering, for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Almada moves to second. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 3 in the game. Welch strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Pettit covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.